Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and I am so happy to welcome back to the studio Rainey Howe. She is the executive director for the Poly Class Foundation. It's good to see you again, Rainey.
Good morning. Thank you, Michelle.
Of course. And on the line with us is the president of Rip City Riders, Rob Anello, is here. Thanks so much, Rob.
Thank you, too, ladies. I appreciate the opportunity.
Of course. So we'll start the conversation today to talk just a bit about the Poly Class Foundation and give people some background if they're unfamiliar with Poly Class and what the foundation does. Can you give sort of a synopsis?
Sure, just a quick synopsis.
Yes.
So in 1993, 12-year-old Poly Class was having a slumber party with her two best friends, and a stranger came in through an unlocked back door, tied the two friends up, and took Polly by knife point out into the darkness. And a search for her lasted for 62 days. No less than 4,000 people showed up every day looking for her. And really the way that Sonoma County responded was that somebody had taken one of their own.
Mm-hmm.
And the search was so massive, there was never a search like it in the history, not even when the Lindbergh baby went missing, which is so notorious.
Right.
So it's part of what made the case so special was just the people that showed up to look for her. And very sadly, the case was resolved 62 days later with the arrest of Richard Allen Davis, who's still on death row. But during those 62 days, there was a tip line and posters everywhere with Polly's picture and Richard Allen Davis, who they didn't know who he was at the time. And after the case was resolved, that 800 number just kept ringing and ringing. And as it turned out, it was families from all across the nation who saw how the community searched for Polly, and they wanted help looking for their own kids. And
yeah,
some of those kids have been missing for many years, and some of them were newly missing. And so that was the birth of the Polly Class Foundation. It was 25 years ago. Since then, we've helped over 10,000 families to search and find their missing children.
Wow.
And we focus a lot on prevention today, in particular in Sonoma and Marin County. And the parallel we make is that Polly was taken from her very own bedroom. Now we have kids online in their very own bedroom talking to complete strangers.
Yep.
They get lured online and talked into sneaking out under the promise of being loved, only to be sexually exploited, victimized, etc. And we are only able to provide this education to all the middle schools in Sonoma and Marin thanks to the Rip City Riders, because they funded that program for us. So
wow,
that is a perfect segue for Rob to talk about why or whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, Rob, tell us about the Rip City Riders. What is your foundation all about?
Well, basically, 32 years ago, back in 1979, a buddy and I used to ride our motorcycles to San Francisco, rain or shine. So we got to be known as the guys that ripped to the city. Hence, that's how we got our name, Rip City Riders. And back then, it was just a bunch of people that grew up together, and we just kind of had fun together and just did, you know, road. We like riding motorcycles, you know, and getting in a little trouble, not much. And then 14 years ago, it kind of faded in and faded out over the years, you know, family members and whatnot. You know, guys had families and moved on and came back. But 14 years ago, one of my best friends, Chili Billy, his nickname, big statue of a guy, but a really kind man, died. And he had spent the last 14 months of his life getting me completely clean and sober. So kind of felt like I owed the guy, and we put a ride together for a funeral, got about 600 bikes, pretty big procession, did send off, and at that point, 14 years ago, a lot of the original members and a lot of new members, new guys asked if we would, are you going to start Rip City Riders up again? And I really didn't have any plans to. It's a lot of work, you know, and but with the enthusiasm, I said, okay, sure, let's meet. And 45 people showed up. And we just came up with a format that if we were going to do this again, that we would probably do something under Billy's name, so that his memory and his stature in our community didn't get forgotten. And we would donate money to, he liked animals and kids, so I think our first event was for the pound, you know, the MMA, SPCA. Mm-hmm. And then we went to doing, I think our second one was we did a school, Liberty School. We took the whole school, teachers, and some of the parents all to Safari West.
Oh, and that's
for the day.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, they couldn't raise the money, so we came in and just paid for the whole thing.
Oh, that's really
and,
nice.
Yeah, it was. I got to go. It was pretty fun, you know. And then at the end, they all drew me pictures of their favorite animal on motorcycles, which was pretty much pretty funny to see some of these kindergarten friends on a motorcycle. But their animals came out good, but the bikes did. And you know, then over that since that second one, we have just engulfed ourselves in community activity, which we've covered battered women, drug abuse, breast cancer. A lot of veterans. We came across, we've always known about Polly. Polly's in my hometown. I'm a federal envoy. So she would come to our events and set up a booth, and we just never really, you know, picked her. I think I tried picking her one time, but I got voted down, but I won't tell her who voted him down.
Oh, I need to know.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, I think it was something that had to do with battered women too that time. So they were in need. This foundation in Nevada was in need of money for beds and for clothing and food and everything. And so kind of beat you a little bit while rainy. But then last year, not just last year, we picked Polly Cross Foundation. We had Rainy come and talk. And when she came up and addressed my club, which for her was a little bit, I know she was nervous because these aren't the cutest people in the world, I'll tell you that right now. And she got up there and she spoke. And she spoke with such passion and devotion. It was really, really difficult to say no to her. My guys they knew what we were doing. It's about child safety prevention, not reaction. It's about trying to be ahead of the curve and teach our young kids what she planned on doing with our money was teaching these young kids about internet predators and how to safeguard them from it. Because most people nowadays are on telephones and laptops, and there's no real meeting people anymore. Everything's done over a telephone. So her approach was good. Her delivery was great. We just warmed our hearts to her. So we did her last year, but this year when the time came to pick, I just felt that we needed to do more for it, because she actually within 30 days took our money and implemented it into what she said she was going to do. She was going to teach kids, young girls, young boys about internet predators and how to safeguard yourself. And that to me was important. I my kids are grown, but doesn't mean that I have guys in my club that have younger kids, and I really don't want this to happen again, especially in our community. And if we can help a kid understand or have a safeguard, I'm all for it, you know what I mean? So my guys are too. They really like Rainey. So it was a no-brainer, really. It was just a question of, you know, putting it together, and now we're going to have this big giant event, and we're going to have some fun, and there's hot rods and motorcycles, and there's good-looking people, and there's not-so-good-looking people, and there's music. You know, there's but in the end, you know, in the end, the goal from everybody that does come there is to benefit something in the community, knowing they know our track record now, so they know that when we do something and we say we're going to do it, that's usually what we do. We do what we say, you know. Yeah. And we'll chip her out a nice little check, and we'll help some more kids along the way. And that's kind of it in a nutshell for us.
That is such a great coming together of two things that maybe you think don't come together, motorcycle riding and kids' safety. However, it is always the case that when you find a group that has such big hearts like Rip City Riders, and that you've done such great work for local charities here year after year, and to pair together with a group that's really effective and really makes a change and a difference in our community, I think this is a wonderful pairing. So the 14th annual Chili Billy Fun Run, named in honor of Chili Billy himself, featuring hot rods, a motorcycle show, a swap meet, is coming up on Saturday, October 5th. Where is it happening?
It's happening at the Marin Sonoma Fairgrounds. We just call it the Petaluma Fairgrounds. It's easier, but they have a name for it. So, yeah, it's the gates open at 10 a.m. to the public. There's usually 200, almost 300 cars. We have a poker run for the motorcycles in the morning where they go out for a couple-hour ride, stop at a few bars and take a card, and then they come back in and got three live bands playing all over the place and vendors and food and saloons and you name it. We have it. We run the whole thing and pretty much barbecued oysters. I got it all there. I just got a big giant party, a big giant empty summer party, but the party's actually for us to give away money and you know, let people know that this is what we do.
Right.
Hopefully they'll come and see you. You know, it's not just that ugly guy driving on a bike, you know, that cuts you off.
Right.
It's so much fun, and it's also, you wouldn't necessarily think right away that it's family friendly. It's totally family friendly. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's stuff for kids to do. We give out free child safety kits, and there's the car show and all the things that kids, you know, boys and girls can get really excited about. It's just a lot of fun. And vendors.
I think the best part about it is we don't charge the public to come in.
It's free.
That's amazing.
It's a free show for everybody in Sonoma or Marin if they want to come up. It's a benefit. So I want to benefit everybody and let everybody come and have a great day with their family. Like I said, we got kids painting. We got kids stuff. I don't know a kid that doesn't like a hot rod or a motorcycle.
They're fun to look at, for sure. And then great music for dancing and things like that. So you got three different bands. Who are your bands this year?
You know, you got me on a guard. I'm in North Carolina right now with my buddy doing drag racing, and so I don't have the...
Oh, you know what? I've got the flyer right here. We've got the Jimmy Z Band, Rock and Roll Rhythm Review, and Wild Mint. So it sounds like a lot of great music for dancing. Then also you've got some food as well. You do a barbecue chicken?
No, got the best barbecue chicken
so
in Sonoma
good.
County.
It's so good, but you better get there early because they can.
I got a lot of dinners planned. I mean, we usually serve about 1,500 chicken barbecues.
Yeah, seriously, they've got this down too.
I love
it. So just show up and give them your ticket, and it's so good.
Okay, so you will need to purchase a ticket, but you can do that on site for the barbecue chicken.
Yeah, correct.
And then you've also got a swap meet going on. So just basically all the different kinds of things that you can find at a swap meet?
Well, mostly car and motorcycle stuff. Uh-huh. It's kind of appealing to the two masses we have there. So it's, you know, we don't get a lobby vendors for that. You know, we advertise it so people can come down if they want for the day. And they can, you know, donate $5 to set up a booth. And if you can't make $25 selling one part, then maybe you shouldn't.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we're really not gouging the public when we do all this. We're kind of like making it so that anyone that comes down can actually make money or break even or whatever they want to do, however they want to look at it. But it's more like if you want to be involved, we'd love to have you involved. We'll make it easy for you to, you know, get paid back if you paid $50 or $100 for a booth. And you know, which is simple for the day, we're selling shirts or whatever. And the main thing is we donate a lot of free booze to all the nonprofit organizations.
Right.
So they have a new way of reaching other people that normally they would not have, or wouldn't be able to be seen by a certain demographic of people, which the more you publicize something, the better it is for the charity that you're trying to, or like Boost Our Moms we did Gold Star Moms, and mm-hmm. we've done a lot. You know, just so you want to, I want to tell you something. Last weekend was probably one of the most humbling weekends we had as a club. We paired up with the Miracle League, and it's a brand new baseball league for mental and physical handicapped kids.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own baseball diamond. They have a great crew of people and parents behind them. So we went out, we bought all the jerseys, and we paid for all the food for the families for the day, four teams, two games, but actually got to help the kids run to the base or push them in a wheelchair to the base.
Nice. That's so cool.
Really, if you saw it, it was like the two honest people, you know, I mean, that were working together. But I think the one part that really touched our hearts was when the games were over, each game was over, we brought our bikes out on the field, and we put the kids on the bikes, and we started them and let them rev it up. There was some tears from parents. I don't think they've seen their kids smile that big in a long time. So it was we try to do a lot of stuff in our community. When we find out something, then we try to go investigate it, and then we try to get involved in it. We also try to publicize the charities that we do so that they can grow. because yeah. that's part of the process is having them be able to grow and be self-sufficient and not rely on a lot of benefits. You know, people will start to understand what this plan is about, man. It's about helping out each other. So a little bit goes a long way.
Yeah. We are talking with Rob Anello. He is the president of Rip City Riders, and also Rainey Howe, the executive director for the Poly Class Foundation. And how is this relationship? What does it mean for the Poly Class Foundation?
It's really incredible. And just to kind of add on to what Rob was just talking about, with the visibility, it's really helped us to boost the visibility of the social media safety, because we have this great partner and we are ensured that we're able to provide this service for another year because they're sponsoring us for another year. And Rob, I wanted to let you know that this last school year that you all funded, we reached over 2,500 students Sonoma and Marin. But get a load of this. This year, we have a total of 25 schools scheduled, and we are going to reach over 5,000 students. We doubled it already.
Wow.
Good girl.
So, I mean,
you're better than I am.
No, I'm just saying that, but we couldn't, you know, we really couldn't do it without that kind of support. Mm-hmm. So, it's just been a great partnership, and it's, you know, we know that you can't always go back to the same funder over and over again, and we do not expect the Rip City Riders to fund us indefinitely, but it does pique the attention of other civic groups.
Sure.
You know, that are like, wow, this is a great program. Mm-hmm. We want to be part of it. Right now, we couldn't do it without the Rip City Riders, but just that visibility, every time that, like, every teen resource card says this was sponsored by the Rip City Riders. And it's really good, I think, for both agencies. They're helping us, and we're helping the public to know that this is a great group of human beings that are doing good things for our community.
Yeah, exactly. And can you tell us a little bit, Rainey, about the program itself? Because, I mean, there's some things that sort of, especially as an adult, you understand, okay, there can be predators online, so you should be safe. But as a kid, this might sort of in some way make sense, but then you think, well, this could never happen to me.
Right. So one thing that, what we do is we bring in our instructor, Jenny Thompson, and she is a former FBI investigator and does capture immediate attention. She has a great presence. And we use real cases from the Poly Class Foundation. Of course, we don't use their pictures mm-hmm. or their real names. We just use first names. And we talk about behaviors that led that child from leaving their home or being picked up after school or all of these things that they did online because they thought they were talking to somebody their own age, and it turned out that it was, you know, a 52-year-old male. Or they agreed to get in a cab, and then the cab didn't take them where they were supposed to be going. They end up in a motel room. And just all of the things that, you know, these kids are online, and they realize, I think, during the course of the presentation, they're like, wow, I'm doing these things.
Right.
I am doing, right. I don't actually know the person I'm talking to. And the other uncomfortable topic that we cover is sexting, because there's, you know, teenagers are dumb and they think that they're in love with, you know, the boy that's going to love them forever. And then the boy asks, hey, will you send me a picture with your shirt off or something inappropriate? And then the girl does. And then the boy sends it to his friends and the friends send it. And then, you know, the next thing you know, grandma's online and sees her granddaughter with her shirt off, because you just don't have any control over what happens once you send that picture out. So we really try to help them to make better decisions. And when it comes to a predator that they have sent an inappropriate picture to, there's something called sextortion, where that predator will then say, well, if you don't send me another picture, I'm going
to
send the first one
to your
that you sent to your
whatever,
parents or
right.
all over. And so the kid feels trapped. So we help them to understand that if they have been in that situation or they are in that situation, we can help them get out of it. And we just have a very gentle way of approaching that subject. Mm-hmm. And many times after class, we'll have kids approach us and ask us for help. So, you know, we are having quite an impact. And again, couldn't do it without the support from Rip City Writers and anyone who wants to help us do this. And we just want to grow it because every kid needs to hear this.
Yeah, they do. It's so important. And it also is important, I think, to not hear it from your parents because, especially as a teenager, your parents are the last person you want to talk with about anything.
Or even your teachers. I mean, kids have different relationships with their teachers. Some of them might love their teachers. Some of you don't know. But because we come from the outside and because our presentation is, I would call it riveting, you know, that they listen.
Right.
And I'm just so grateful to be part of helping to turn this tide.
Yeah. It is amazing work that the Polyclass Foundation does, not only with this kind of education to keep our kids safe and smart about their internet interactions, but finding lost children. And as you said at the beginning, you've reunited over 10,000 families with their kids. It's incredible.
Yeah. And I mean, one of the most important things that Cindy and Kathy and our response department provide for families is hope, because when a child goes missing and all the media disappears and, you know, law enforcement says it's cold or, you know, it looks like, hey, these kids are probably not coming back, we will hold the hand of that family as long as they need us. And a perfect example was the Cleveland case where three girls were abducted. They were missing for over 10 years and we never gave up. We worked with those families regularly until the day they were found. And in fact, Gina De Jesus, when the media is interviewing the aunt after she's found, you can see our flyers right behind her.
Wow.
You know, just, that's just a big part of it, you know, is just keeping that hope alive.
Yeah, so important. Well, a way to support the Polyclass Foundation, of course, is to go to the Rip City Riders 14th Annual Chili Billy Fun Run. It's going to be so much fun. Whether you have a motorcycle or not, you're going to want to go to this. There is a hot rod show, motorcycle show, a swap meet. There is a ride earlier in the morning. And how do you become a part of the ride, Rob?
Well, you can at Sonoma County Harley-Davidson and Cotati, another sponsor of ours, you can actually go there between the hours of 8 and 10:30, I believe. And then at 10:30, we take them on a nice, I think about 75 or 80 mile ride, a couple stops in between. Draw a card, and then you come back in. We have one of the guys in my motorcycle club makes these handmade trophies that are bizarre world, but everybody wants one.
You know? Cool.
They're made out of motorcycle parts, and they're made out of car parts, and they just, everybody wants one of these trophies. They don't, that's why they come, because these are unique, and, you know, the trophies probably average about $1,500 a piece to make, if you were to do it.
Wow.
But we just make for cars and bikes, and we just hand them out, because it's the fun part of the day is you know, rewarding people. I just wanted to say one thing. So my guys in my club, they're the best. They're the guys that do all the hard work. They're the guys who go out and run it. They just let this old man get up there and talk for him. But without these guys doing and believing in something bigger than themselves, none of this would happen. And so I love to give my hats off to those guys. Those guys do a great job.
And also, Rob, I know that putting on events like this takes some extra funds. Do you have any sponsors that are helping you?
Yes, I do. Fortunately, I think Rainey's got a list of them.
Great.
You know, this is the fun part of our radio. I don't have to look smart.
Oh, come on. Well, I'd love to read them off if that's okay with you.
Yes, please do.
Yeah. So, yeah, thank you. These are the VIP sponsors.
Mm-hmm. But actually, to be honest with you, we average about between $250 and $300 sponsors per year.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, mostly businesses in our community. Some of our own members sponsor it, get their name on the shirt, get a free barbecue. It's more or less, it's just everybody pulling together. And this is yearly. It's not like I get 100 sponsors one year and 160 the next. I average usually around 300 sponsors.
Good for
every
you.
Year.
That's amazing. Good work.
Here's the VIP sponsor list so far. It's Tamalpais Paint and Color, Teamsters Local 665, Saks's Joint, North Bay Landscape Management, Flooring FX, NorCal Glass Products, Cream's Heavy Duty Towing, Giordano & Sons Painting and Decorating, The Heck Foundation, Giovaccini Construction, Gray Bar Electric Company, Natural Cannabis Company, John Gleason Plumbing, Pace Supply, Lucas Dirt Track Movie, Caval, and Masterson Enterprises.
Wow. So, that's a big, nice list. And that's just the VIPs.
That's just the VIPs. And if I left anybody off, my apologies. It's just the list that I had so far.
Right, right. And I'm sure that you can find out more information at ripcityriders.org. That's the website, right?
Yeah, that's it. You can check us out and let us know what you think. Or you could, if you really want to investigate us, you could always go to YouTube and type in Rip City Riders. And cool. You can see a few of our events that were filmed by people. They put up, they put them on there, and it kind of gives you a feel for what's going to be happening that day.
I love it. Well, we unfortunately have run out of time, but I do want to remind everyone to go to this event. To attend, it is free. If you want to be one of the riders, there is a fun run $25 sign-up fee, which includes some lunch and a lot of fun that you get to have during the day. But the 14th annual Chili Billy Fun Run is happening on Saturday, October 5th. It is at the fairgrounds, the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds and Event Center in Petaluma. Barbecue chicken will be available from 11:30 to 3:30, or maybe they might run out a little bit early, but make sure you get there early to enjoy all of the fun. Three live bands. It's going to be a great time. Get more information at ripcityriders.org. And how can people, for the Polyclast Foundation, how can they help out?
Well, you could donate your retired motorcycle or car or vehicle if you'd like to. That's the primary source of income outside of grants like Rip City Riders. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to polyclast.org and make a donation.
I love it. Thank you so much, both of you, for talking with me today.
Thanks, Michelle.
Great.
That is Rob Anello.
Thank you very much. Hey, thank you very much for making me look good on radio. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Rob Anello is the president of Rip City Riders, and from the Polyclast Foundation, the executive director, Rainey Howe. This is Sonoma County Focus.